morning. I had some experience with church, having been sent to Sunday school at a congregational church at Kilkenny as a child. My parents were not born again, although my mother always said church was good for me. Mum went to the Methodist church at Moonta as a child and always said she believed in God and she lived a good life. I'm an only child, and although my childhood was lonely at times, my parents were always loving and supportive, giving me the chance to become tertiary educated and become a secondary teacher, teaching art, drama, history and geography, and also text studies. In my fourth year of teaching, I was made a senior master and eventually a head of faculty in drama and in art. I loved teaching and always was excited to enthuse and encourage the students in my care to pursue their dreams and their goals. In my mid-20s, I started attending the Assemblies of God at Clemsley, where I met my lovely wife Lynn, who's here today, and we've been married for 41 years. My wife and I set up a video business to film Christian speakers, outreaches, sermons and the like, and we had more work than we could almost manage because we were both in full-time work. We began having troubles, however, because a few churches would not pay their bills for the work that we had done for them. They would ask us to give our videos and our products as love gifts or just ignored our accounts. A large church said that if we did not see fit to give them all the master tapes that we made for their church, they would blacklist us and we would work no more. This was terrible time and threatened to destroy both the ministry we're setting up and our personal finances. Eventually, we left the church. Although I consider myself to be a good living man, always concerned for my family and the children I taught, I was a drinker. I often blasphemed, would often lie and avoid difficult situations. I moved to a Catholic college to teach and became friends with a number of teachers deeply involved in New Age and occult practices, including witchcraft. I studied to be a witch in the High Karelian tradition, completing a first degree in a 3-year degree course that would have allowed me to marry people and to run rituals. I purchased hundreds of books on New Age topics, philosophy, witchcraft, and slowly I started to feel quite a darkness and depression, which continued to get worse, and it was affecting me badly, so I decided it was time to stop. I changed colleges and did not continue to practice witchcraft. My teaching career was very successful, but the new technologies that were being introduced to the schools became a problem to me. In 2009, I retired. A few years ago, I started to notice that the world was starting to change radically. Good was being seen as bad, and bad things were being championed as virtuous. Everyone seemed to be seeking their own self-interest at the expense of others. Governments were not serving the people, but pursuing global agendas, promoting the loss of our national sovereignty. I started looking at conspiracy theories, the New World Order, 9/11, and much more, and found myself now worrying continually for the safety of my family. I looked into prepping, storing food, preparing survival equipment, watching dozens of documentaries, and while most were based in absolute truth, and exposed the evil excesses of the global elite, I was becoming fearful and hard to live with, developing a negative attitude to most things and frustrated that no one would listen to the warnings I was sharing. I began reading a book called The Forbidden Secret by Jonathan Gray. I had been told that there were no archaeological evidence for anything in the Bible, but this author spent most of his life investigating Bible sites, and I was astounded at his findings. Not only did he detail how archaeology proved the Bible to be true, he told me about being born again and how our safety now and for eternity comes from accepting Jesus and only Jesus. And that when we accept him, all fear goes, for fear is of the devil. I began to pray and seek the Lord over the next few weeks and believe the Lord was preparing me to meet him. I was prompted to clean my house and to get rid of all vestiges of New Age and witchcraft items, certain fine art, photography books, comics, DVDs, novels, and all of our Halloween decorations. Because of the hundreds of items that I needed to get to go, I hired a large skip, so everything would go to the dump. I was impressed to destroy all these items, not to sell them or to give them to people. I found a day when I was home alone and smashed and tore up everything, easily filling a very large skip. I started to watch Christian programs on TV and YouTube and read as much as I could on various Christian topics. Next, the Lord told me I was to find a church and that he would help me. I did not know Northside Baptist Church. I didn't even know it existed until I went down to Nelson Road on my way home from an appointment. As I approached the church, I felt the Lord say, "This is where you'd go. This is where you're to go." Stopping, I took down the details off the board at the front and returned a few days later and met Pastor Simeon. He indicated it was odd that I had caught him at the church, for he is meant to be somewhere else. So praise the Lord for those small fortuitous events of timing. I had not been to church for approximately 40 years until I attended a service at Northside Baptist Church on Sunday the 30th of December last year and gave my life to Jesus Christ. I was unsure of my salvation, so after the service I spoke with the pastor and in his office was presented with the gospel. I knelt in tears, repented over my sin and received Christ as my Saviour. I am now saved and have eternal life and am in a condition of joyful transformation from the inside out. I love my Lord and Saviour, and I am finding great strength in his word and through prayer. The Holy Spirit is doing a great work in me, and things of the past are fading. I am developing a positive attitude and outlook, and with his help, I hope my family will see the good changes in me. The Lord is blessing me, and I am now starting to experience a joy and love in my life I have not felt for many years. I give the glory to Jesus, who saved a sinner like me.
Amen. Amen.